In the name of Jesus. Advent One, our Advent King, rides on a borrowed donkey into Jerusalem, and the kids in the street shout, Hosanna. But not to worry, he has got no tanks or gunships going with him, and by Friday he'll be disposed of. So much for the joyful echo of Christmas we heard yesterday from Luke. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Still, he keeps coming. His coming heralded by John the Baptist, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The kingdom of God is at hand. Then there is the coming by way of Mary, Bethlehem, and the house of David. Where is he who is born King of the Jews? The question of the Gentiles from afar. To keep us from any triumphalistic parading about and the warm fuzzies of preempted Christmas, we are given this morning a little piece of Romans 13. That should keep us on the ground there where our lives are actually going on, where we are ruled by some sort of a government that is somehow within his kingdom of power. This is signaled by quotation of the second table of the law. Already in Romans we have heard all the vital primary things, sin and grace, repentance, forgiveness, justification, all gift achieved and bestowed, and so to the doxology, the climax of chapter 8. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus our Lord is the clincher. You may recall how our Caesar stopped short of saying Christ Jesus our Lord when he quoted some of this text in a multi-God service in the Washington Cathedral. 9 to 11, the apostle speaks of Israel. There is only one. Then comes chapter 12. How do we keep carrying on in this present world, which is always trying to take us over and shape us to itself and its purposes? He has given us gifts for our callings. And then comes Romans 13. What about the government? Where there is government going on, there Christ is also the king. There where civil justice and sword hold sway. By this time in Romans, we have no chance of working civil justice and sword into salvation. That's all dorian, all the saving achievement and bestowal of Christ Jesus our Lord. Caesar can't handle Christ Jesus our Lord, and better he doesn't play hypocrite as if he could. And yet he remains accountable to the king, who is king in the kingdom of his power. The second table of the law things in our text are such that without them any government self-destructs. Adultery damages people and destroys families. This disintegrates the social order. This all happens when we can get away with disposing of those we want to be rid of, as also when we can get away with just taking anything we want to have. These commandments then work here protectively. That is what governments are for, what the king has them there for, and that calls for our support. Such commandments are then summed up in the summary of the second table. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then comes the crushingly unpretentious definition of such love. It does the neighbor no harm. Now isn't that too modest a way of talking about love? Isn't love all it's about? Love, love, love sucks up everything, as we have heard from the Bleating Beetles, and then having its mockery from Monty Python, yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy. No one The one can be used as a cover for barnyard sex. People are disposable. The other recognizes that what you have in your tummy is no blind use to anybody. Love doesn't happen in your tummy. Love happens where that person is at, whom the Lord puts you there to be there for their good. That's already moving into love, doing a positive good. Our text more modestly puts us to doing no harm. Just try it out. It's for starters. Walking comes after crawling, while we imagine that we're ready to flit off and fry to airy-fairy regions, talking about love. The Christian life goes on ground level, where you are at, do no harm. That happens where you bump into somebody. That's for starters, and that mayn't be bypassed to get to some higher level love talk. Talk is cheap. There is more for love to do beyond this basic level, beyond categorization, beyond the second table of the law. There are as many ways of not doing harm as there are people in our lives. There are as many ways, kinds of love, as there are people to love. Begin then with the basic ground level. And if you have any time left over, there'll still be more loving to do. Where do we get that love from? Not from the government, your tummy, or your gonads, but from the Advent King, and that Advent which St. Bernard so loved to extol, when Jesus comes to be King in your heart. Your heart is basic you. And that goes on where your life is actually going on, in the kingdom of his power, in the kingdom of his grace, and in the kingdom of his glory. We travel with our Advent King always forwards.